Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and use science to find everyday solutions. I'm Megan Hall. Today, our question is from listener Jen Stevens. She cares a lot about her impact on the planet.
You know, I haven't owned a car in over 10 years. I haven't eaten meat in over 20 years.
One thing Jen does to reduce her impact is wash and reuse plastic Ziploc bags. But she's wondering whether the heat and water she uses to clean those bags outweighs the benefit of reusing them. We have Alina Coleman and Molly McGid from our Possibly team to answer this question. Welcome, Alina and Molly.
Hi, Megan.
Hey.
So what did you find out?
So to figure this out, we visited Jen at home.
Jen says, in general, she avoids buying Ziploc bags, but when she ends up with them, she washes and reuses them as long as she can.
We wanted to find out how much heat and water Jen uses to wash a plastic sandwich bag, so we went to her sink to start our experiment.
First, we measured the temperature of the water. It was about 108 degrees. Then we put a pitcher beneath the faucet to measure how much water she used to clean one bag.
And then flip it back inside out. Looks all right. I'd use that.
To wash the bag, Jen used about 4 cups of water. We did some calculations and found out that the oil burned to heat that water released about 11 grams of CO2.
And how does that compare to what it takes to make a new Ziploc bag?
We weren't able to find those exact numbers, but we could calculate the emissions used to make and deliver the plastic in one bag.
And based on those numbers, the production of a single sandwich bag uses about 1/2 cup of water and releases about 5 grams of CO2.
That's half the emissions and less water than washing a used bag.
Well, because those were rough calculations, the emissions and water used are probably about equal.
So should Jen keep washing and reusing her bags?
We think it's worth it, but only if she washes them with less water at a lower temperature. And if the bag is coated in something sticky like peanut butter, it's probably better to just throw it out.
And if a clean bag rips, she can recycle it by bringing it to a collection box. They're near the entrance of most large stores.
Great. Thanks for looking into this, Alina and Molly. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly.